This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backends?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, well, listen, I was going to take up some more boxing before the show, but I ended up selling my heavy bag and speed bag combo, Super Don. I kind of had this price in mind, you know, if I was going to part with it because I love it. I got it on Craigslist originally, and I sold it through Facebook Live, apparently. It's really succeeding there. And that number, that in number of my head, was hit by the guy from England who just visited. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to take it. I'll get another one or join a boxing club wherever I'll be next. So anyway, but waves of humidity, I'm not going to miss that as we transition. That's going to be an interesting thing. We'll be announcing more. Some of you guys know what's going on, but we got a studio move coming, and we'll be in the midst of it. We'll have maybe a couple of weeks of crazy, you know, on the road. Where's he going to be? You know, like Ty Bolger is where's Waldo the past few weeks. What country are you in? Well, I'll mostly be here in the States, but we'll see where we'll end up broadcasting from. But anyway, hey, tonight, great show. Lillian McDermott is going to join us. She's got some emotional healing she'll help us all with, or maybe she'll help the Twitterverse out with some emotional healing that's really needed on Twitter about now. And then we've got Stuart Comp, hopefully calming the California waters over the CBD ban. Apparently hemp from CBD, not least CBD from hemp. I think I'm getting ahead of myself. I just was so excited.
Right.
Like,
yeah. You just all worked up and stuck. You obviously got some sleep, I guess, huh?
I did. I got sleep. In fact, I woke up too early and I went back to sleep. And then my wife came knocking on the door. Was like, are you getting up ever? I'm like, honey, I haven't slept in days. Come on. But no, there were things we had to do. There was a lot of stuff to be done. So we were getting it done, and we are getting it done. So let's open up. I just thinking about our good buddy, our good friend, Darla Shine. Remember, she got attacked because she had tweets like 10 years ago. Who knew there was even Twitter 10 years ago? How fast things are going. So, like, 10 years ago, we had her on. Did we have her on? I think we did.
No, we haven't had her on yet.
It feels like it. I mean, like, because we were really covering some stuff, and we had audio clips, that's why, of her,
from her
show. And, you know, they attacked her because her husband, Bill Shine, is in the White House now. Just suddenly, they were like, let's scour the tweets of the wife of Bill Shine, because we know she was a controversial radio host. And they want to find something that they could do to her like they did to Roseanne Barr. Right? Isn't that her name? Roseanne Barr from the what's the name of the show? Roseanne?
From Roseanne.
Yeah. And so they claim, oh, she was racist because she, I mean, like, I don't have any patience for people that claim racist. Every time they hear somebody breathe, they say, oh, that's a racial breath. Right? You watch these things of people yelling and screaming at people. I mean, there's so many people emotionally unhinged now. And most of the people that scream racism don't even know the definition. They don't. Ask them, and of course, if you try to give it to them, they're going to yell and scream at you. It's like, no, you look it up, then get back to me. Now we've got more tweet storm scaries. Because apparently the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, and he was slated to direct the third one, has come out and started trashing Trump. Okay? In the era of the leftist media, oh, it's so easy, I can trash Trump, and I've got street cred among my Well, I want to say Hollywood hillbilly leftist friends. Can I say that, or will people get mad at me for making hillbillies look bad? Right?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We have now the era of, if you're going to play that liberal trash Trump game just because you think it's, like, cool and your buddies are going to applaud you, because how easy is it just to say bad things about Trump and, oh, he's so smart, right? Well, turns out that, what is this Cernovich guy? He's a... he also has a tweet thing, Cernovich. And he went in and looked at tweets from like 8 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago, that James Gunn did, the director for Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, I never knew who this guy was before Guardians of the Galaxy.
No,
and
I didn't either.
I admit I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy. The characters were great. It was funny. It was silly, great effects and things like that. So I got no opinion about James Gunn as a human being. I know nothing of him other than he seems to be a good director at doing some funny sci-fi, okay, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But when I read these tweets that Cernovich found out about, and I think we mentioned them yesterday, I was just reading them briefly on the air. I was like, you know what? That, whoever comes up with the kind of tweets that James Gunn did, there's something a little bit off. Now, Super Don, you and I talked about this because right now, because of these tweets, and we'll get into the body of them, so to speak, Disney has apparently fired him from the next edition of Guardians of the Galaxy. And I get why. And in this era of, hashtag Me Too, that really started outing people like Harvey Weinstein and then Kevin Spacey. All these people that had really done horrible stuff, but now it bled over into if you typed something bad, right, on a Twitter, on a tweet, right?
And 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay. Yeah. Now, we kind of, with Darla Shine, they just need to put this thing to bed because it was just stupid what they were trying to say she was doing. I mean, if you're in talk radio, you've got to engage, you've got to enrage, you push the envelope, but she's a very funny lady, and there's not a racist bone in her body, in my opinion.
Well, and listen, when some of the things that Darla said, they were intended to be provocative.
Sure.
Because that's how it is in talk radio.
If we look at, though, again, the blowback is like, okay, Cernovich, kind of on the right-wing side of things, looks at James Gunn and is like, you're trashing Trump. Let's find out what you got hiding in your closet, right? And he goes and digs these tweets up, and I'm like, I'm a bit horrified by them. I mean jokes about pedophilia and rape and you don't want to talk about distasteful and disgusting. Now, again, having seen those things, I'm thinking this is the workings of someone with a really twisted mind. But I will also acknowledge that in comedy, there are people that go very dark in comedy. And they say horrible things. I might not be a fan of those things, but First Amendment, I'm not going to say ban it, except now the sensitivity, and rightly so, to pedophilia, to rape. I mean, these things are not funny. When you talk about the awareness of victims and the fact that there are people among the Hollywood elite, among the government elite, among the corporate elite around the world, media elite, that have hidden the dereliction, if you will, predilection, if you will, of pedophilia, which is, I don't find anything funny about it, Super Don. So I get why Disney said, you know what, we've got to part ways with James Gunn at this point. I don't know that James Gunn is a pedophilia rapist. I don't know that. From what he said, though, at this point in time, are you surprised that Disney says, we can't have anything to do with the guy?
No, of course not. And like you alluded to, I mean, in today's day and age, when everybody is morally outraged at everything and uses that as a weapon against people, whether it's real or it's fake outrage, which quite often, in my opinion, it is. They had to. It was a business decision that they made, and I don't know that they did the wrong thing under the circumstances. I think they kind of had to.
But isn't there hypocrisy on the left saying, you shouldn't fire him? Because,
yes.
I mean, look, look what they did. They destroyed the Roseanne TV show based on a tweet that I don't perceive was racist. And basically,
well,
her explanation
There is one difference between the Roseanne situation and this situation in that the tweet that Roseanne did was something that she did while she was employed by ABC in present day. The stuff that they picked out on James Gunn happened 10 years ago. And it's interesting how it's very much like what they did to Darla, Shine. They grabbed some stuff from 10 years ago and used that against her, crucified her, character assassination. And here you've got the situation with James Gunn where, yes, he made these comments 10 years ago. He says that he's a different person. People have vouched for him.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see it's an interesting contradiction going on in the media where they're going, oh, well, that was 10 years ago. Why would you dig that stuff up? Well, here's the reason why. And I'm not saying that I agree with Cernovich on what he did. Because the thing is when you have a problem with the left doing something and then you emulate the left and do the same thing, you've lowered yourself to their standard. You are now doing the same thing that they're doing. And I know a lot of people want to say, oh, you fight fire with fire. But basically, you know, the left kind of did this to themselves, because what Cernovich did, in my opinion, is he kind of weaponized the social justice rules that have been set in place by the left, and he used it on, he flipped the script on these guys.
And so, on the one hand,
I'm kind of amused by it, but at the same time, it's like, listen, I did a lot of reading on this today, and I found an article over in the National Review. David French was writing about this situation, and he made a couple of good points that I think really kind of strike home, where, you know, look, when in doubt in a situation like this, you have to err on the side of protecting the freedom of expression. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, look, you look at the tweets that James Gunn did. Yeah, I mean, they're cringeworthy in a huge way.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
they really
disgusting.
Are.
Even the back then, I would think, I'm not funny, but at the same time...
The subject matter is not pleasant to read or even to repeat. I won't even repeat it on the air.
No.
But, you know, the point he makes here is that you have to apply the principles of freedom of speech and freedom of expression equally, regardless of what your ideology is. You can't do free speech for me, but not for thee. Right? Otherwise, that results in tribal warfare, which is what it is that we're experiencing right now. And it's a bunch of crap. So I think the bottom line on this with the Darla Shine situation is, you know, anybody who's got anything to say now at this point about Darla Shine is an idiot. Okay?
No.
There's no way that you can have a problem with what Darla Shine said, what she tweeted, which is not even close to what James Gunn did.
Right.
And then on the other end of the thing, you know, defend James Gunn and say, oh, no, we can't talk about him because it was 10 years ago. Those two things cannot coexist in sense of intellectual integrity.
Right. Well, hashtag hypocrisy is the big thing here with the left-right Hegelian dialectic. We don't typically play that game here at all, but it is fascinating to cover it in terms of the emotional frenzy that's going on right now. Hey, we got a question of the day. I'm going to bring Lillian McDermott in to answer it with me about shingles, and then we'll get into emotional healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, help me to do that right now. Emotionally is my good friend Lillian McDermott from the Lillian McDermott radio show. She's on 6 days a week, just like RSB, me. Lillian, you know how hard that is. You keep it up. I'm amazed.
It is very... Actually, I try to focus on the fun of it.
Yes. That's how we do it here, too. Yeah.
Not necessarily how hard it is, because many people who haven't been on the radio, it's really easy to sit back and kind of second guess and kind of critique, but they really don't understand the responsibility, the emotional component as well. And mm-hmm. we have this duty to bring the latest and greatest truth, the new truth that you and I talk about all the time when it comes yeah. to health and wellness.
But sometimes, no matter, despite your best efforts, it can be controversial because it can upset the status quo. You know, if we look at life holistically and mainstream thought form says, you know what, that holistic stuff's going to, you know, interrupt our control of things, you know, that becomes controversial, even though we might not view it as such.
Sure. Absolutely. And it's so important that we look at everything. And if we focus on our differences, we will certainly find things to tweet about and argue about and ruin relationships over.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got relationships here as you do with your listeners. We have them with ours. And of course, that leads me to want to answer a question from at least one of them right now with you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, that is it. That's our theme for the question of the day. Thanks to Super Don. This one's coming from Evelyn. Evelyn says, hey, Robert, I'm 66 and I have shingles. Any idea why I have shingles for the second time? I was in my 40s the first time. I have a Rife machine. Would you recommend using this? I also have a Q1000 laser. I've been using that on the sores. What homeopathic remedies would you recommend to get rid of this as quickly as possible? Thank you for any information you can give me. All right. P.S. She says, I'm on no drugs, nothing. I take kombucha every day, kefir or kefir, depending on where you are from, every day. Not a great vitamin taker, she says. I hate popping any kind of pills. I golf all summer long. I ski all winter. I dance all year round. I stay pretty active. Thanks, Robert. I'll be listening. So Evelyn says that. Now, Lillian, I want to get your perspective on it in a moment. I will say this, Lillian. Anytime your immune system is compromised, there can be emotional stress despite all of the good things you do that can deplete minerals like selenium from your system. And without adequate selenium in your system, and I realize you don't like to take pills, but the food supply does not have enough, but the pills we utilize are actually 100% whole food, the innate response selenium. And so I would up that. I always say up your selenium. That's not mean. That's not nasty. That's loving to say that. And then, homeopathically, Rus Toxicodendron. Rus Tox is one of the most incredible remedies for shingles. It's not the only one. Hypericum for nerve pain. I would utilize the silver hydrosol from our friends at Sovereign Silver. Take a dose every hour. Some people do use lysine anytime there's a herpetic outbreak. But really, the silver and the selenium, number one and two, not necessarily in that order, but both can be utilized. In terms of your activities, what could have caused it? I don't know. Again, depletion, stress, just everyday living. Being out on a golf course, if they spray it with glyphosate and Roundup in there, that can deplete your immune system. But Lillian, you know there are emotional factors here that can manifest through an intense episode or two as a physical ailment or herpetic activity.
Absolutely. And the first thing when you had mentioned the emotional component of shingles, the first thing I did is I grabbed my little book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. And she has different symptoms or diagnosis, for lack of a better word, because that's what happens. We have a symptom and it turned into a diagnosis. And so I looked up shingles. Varicella, which is the other name for it, which, you know, all of us used to get chicken pox when we were little, and we used to have chicken pox parties, and that was like our natural immune system, so we didn't have to worry about this.
Did that for our kids, Lillian.
That's right. And, you know, if I were to say that today in front of millennials, I'd probably get lynched. But here's the thing. According to Louise Hay, we get shingles because this is the root cause. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Fear and tension. Too sensitive. You know, when you think about it, you wear your emotions on your sleeve, on your skin, type of thing. How does that saying go? You wear your emotions on your skin?
On your sleeve? I don't know. On your forehead? I don't know. Super Don, where do you wear your emotions?
What's the saying?
Probably his undershorts. All right, we'll figure it out on the break. Lillian McDermott, my guest this hour, and you can check out her show. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. WhenYouNeedAFriend.com. It's linked up, and we have a nice YouTube presentation that is up there. You'll see Lillian's beautiful face, and she's also a health or life coach. We'll talk about that. A lot more emotional healing to go. How do we deal with the differences, the Hegelian dialectic, emotionally after this?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February.
Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com. Where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're talking with Lillian McDermott and the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. She's just a sweetheart, and I've known her for a number of years. And my goodness, she brightens up a room. Her smile is so beautiful. And Lillian, it's good to have you on board today, especially because we opened with a real emotional topic, and then we dealt with the shingles issue, which often is preceded by emotional stress and things that manifest it. On the break, we were talking about some of these emotional topics, if you will, and one of the things you were, I think, about to say was some kind of affirmation regarding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's get that for everybody.
So the affirmations for people who have shingles. First of all, I had mentioned that according to Louise Hay, this is not my work. This is Louise Hay. The book is called "You Can Heal Your Life," and it's really the looking within. So the cause, the root cause for shingles, according to Louise Hay, is waiting for that other shoe to drop. Have you ever known people that you say, oh, it's such a beautiful day, and that other person say, yeah, but don't you see that cloud over there? Mm-hmm. Or look, they're looking for the fault as opposed to the beauty. So they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. Also, fear and tension and too sensitive. Those are the reasons. Those are the root causes when we taste them. But the affirmation is, I am relaxed and peaceful because I trust the process of life. All is well in my world. And so that is an affirmation that, you know, anytime that you're worried about something, you say that to yourself, and it'll help you combat the worries and stress that can cause, that's the root cause of the diseases, the traumas in our life that we refuse to look at.
Yeah, sometimes, Lillian, dealing with, like, I've got someone I'm talking with overseas that's having, like, Crohn's, very powerful pains in the intestinal tract. And, you know, doing a lot of the good stuff to get well, but there's this emotional thing, almost like you're describing there, waiting for the other shoe to drop, because anytime they feel well, they're so used to being in pain that they're almost anticipating, oh, it's only going to be a matter of time, right? And so they can't out-create the pattern emotionally, and the cells kind of get stuck with you in that regard. So imagining, out-creating, sometimes they call it fake it till you make it. You think you're lying to yourself when you say these things, but the reality is, the truth you're living is because you lied to yourself that perhaps you didn't deserve health and healing and wellness and feeling great. So to flip the script, as Super Don likes to say, is something that you help people to do.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You said so many things that I want to address, because it's so important that we understand. And this I learned from Dr. Bruce Lipton, who was on my show many, many years ago, a couple of times. He said that our thoughts, we have about, okay, so when we are young, the first 7 years, and for me it's the first 10 years because I tend to be a little bit immature. So the first 7 years of your life, you're like a human tape recorder. Everything you see, you record from that point, from I would say from birth to seven, for me it was like I said 10. And those recordings later become our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind is going, those are tapes that are running through our head. 90% of these tapes, the thoughts that we think in a single day, of the 70,000 thoughts that we have in a single day, 90% of it is repetitive. And 80% is negative. So if we are focusing on what we don't want, we're going to create what we're focusing on. We're going to create more of what we don't want. And so that's what people don't understand. So we have all these childhood traumas that get recorded into our white blood cells, and it goes into these healing centers, which people call chakras. I don't know if you ever talk about chakras on your show, but, you know.
Yeah, we love Chakra Khan. Her music is awesome.
Well, okay. So then you totally get me. So these are healing centers, and they've got it down to a science that if this is how your body is speaking to you, we can go backward and trace the trauma, because whatever that symptom is, we can go back. And I took a course with Mona Lisa Scholes last year on medical intuition. Although I am not an MD, I am a medical detective. So it is so important for us to really take ownership of our lives. At whenyouneedafriend.com, I have questions of responsibility and the different ways that we can nip these thoughts. Now, you said fake it till you make it. This is how the thought process goes, Robert. First, it's a thought. That thought converts into a feeling. That feeling converts into an action. So if you think something bad is going to happen, you will be focused on anything that's bad, and that's what you're going to be feeling. It's going to be something bad is going to happen. And then because you're focusing on what bad is going to happen, you're going to be behaving as if something has already happened that's bad for you. So those are what my, instead of fake it till you break it, I say, think it till you feel it. And once you feel it, do it. So that's my switch, my shift of paradigm.
Well, I like it. Now, I want to take it out into this world that, you know, the media construct, again, we talked about left versus right. And I think many times we're all being played. It doesn't mean there aren't genuine differences or perspectives and beliefs, but the idea to foment the hatred, the anger, the vitriol,
that causes people to lose sight of what they're here to do. And you mentioned everything to do with love, which I love. And I want to get into that, too, to help people. How do they get past it? Now, sometimes it is appropriate to walk away from those who are spewing hate, because you don't need to be a victim in such circumstances thinking, well, I can just sit here and take it. That's not good for you. That doesn't serve you ultimately. If you want to help those people, getting beat up is not going to help them. So moving out of the environment for healing is important, is it not?
Yes. When I became a certified life coach, Robert, one of the things that was very liberating to me was learning that it is none of my business what people think of me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have that attitude, none of my business what people think of me, then there's the other side. Robert, it's none of your business what I think of you, right? No, it's none of my business what you think of me. It's none of your business what I think of you. There we go. I've got that now, finally. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we do is we care too much about someone's opinion. And if we are true to what we believe, if we know what our core values are, and somebody else has a difference of opinion, good for them. It's not my job to change how they think, how they feel, how they act. All I can do is act a certain way, and hopefully I can live my life through example. So I'm seeing all these fights and arguments on YouTube, or not on YouTube, on Instagram,
Facebook, Twitter, all of that.
Facebook, yeah, you got it. And people being haters, they're hating on each other. And this happened to me just recently, and I don't know if I shared this with you. I did a show on Hinduism, and I have a segment called Tearing Down the Walls of Religion. And so I go and I worship with different denominations, and then I have them on the show and we talk about it. So I mentioned, you know, that we should embrace Hinduism. And what I meant was, you know, be kind, understand, just get in front of someone.
Oh, I'm betting that you got some nasty vitriol from some other religious people.
Well, I was told I was going to go to hell by someone who I really have a lot in common with. Never had a harsh word with them. And they spent about an hour arguing with me. And I just kept saying, listen, I don't need to change your opinion. This is how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to convince you. But here's what my takeaway was. This person and I get along great. We have an incredible relationship. But we focus on what our differences were. What I encourage on the show and what I encourage with people is, you know, if you have 50% that you don't agree with, well, what's the 50% that you do agree with? There doesn't need to be, you know, you're wrong and I'm right. Why can't we all look at each other and say, okay, this is your perspective, this is my perspective. Everybody has a right to their opinion. Why should I try to convince otherwise?
Religious bigotry is not pretty. It's not a nice thing, and it's not loving. And I think, you know, the point that I'm bringing out that when you share that story is like, you know, listen, I talk about respecting folks and their beliefs, and we may disagree because everybody's got, in fact, you can go into your church, synagogue, mosque, or wherever you go, and if you drill down and question everybody there, you will find differences of beliefs, and you think you're all of the same religion. So, folks, we have an individual path back home to God, in my opinion, and it could be in the church, synagogue, or mosque, or not of your choice, but we've been granted that freedom. So why would we condemn those who have chosen a path when God, him or herself, however you look at it, has granted us that freedom to choose or not to choose? I mean, that's the thing. It's like freedom, number one, the greatest gift I've been given, the freedom to decide for myself. To choose to help others, to choose to love others, to choose to be loved, right? And so why would you choose to do anything else? I guess that's the freedom we've been given to learn, man, that doesn't work so well. I think I want to choose love now.
Well, if our God is a God of love, then we have really made God wrong by thinking that God is going to have us jump through so many hurdles. If you're not a believer in Jesus or the only way, and I know that that's what it says in our Bible, but the Quran might say something different. And, you know, and I, the way I ended my conversation with this person is, do you think that my God, I mean, I don't think that my God is a condemning God. I believe my God is a God of abundance. Why would my God only show up for people who are Christian? Why can't God be a God that shows up to multiple people, because we are all God to one another. And
that's a bit controversial. It's like almost as controversial as vegans versus paleo.
Well, even that I don't have an issue with. I mean, I don't have, as you know, I embrace a whole food plant-based lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And so primarily when I bring doctors on my show, and we share many of the same guests that talk about healthy living. As you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. It's not that I am against the pill. I am for doing everything you possibly can to live the life of your dreams. Now, you know, people can choose. We're always in choice. Now, you can choose for the fork to be a weapon of mass destruction, or you can use it to heal every cell of your body. We're in choice. And so if somebody knows, if somebody, and this is something that Dr. Furman said, if you're doing cocaine because you think it's going to make you healthy, once you learn that it doesn't make you healthy, if you continue to choose it, then that's your choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you think that you're going to take it because it's going to make you healthy, then someone needs to tell you the truth, and then you can choose knowingly what the side effects will be.
And that's experience on this earth plane of existence. The freedom to choose and screw up, it's been great for me. I've learned all that I know by the things I've goofed up on. And I don't want to get in your way to goof up, but if you want to goof up and you're ready for healing, we're here for you, as is Lillian McDermott.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. Talking a little bit about ant sting poison. How did we get on that topic momentarily on the break there? Ant man, homeopathics.
Just one of those conversations we have that
you just don't know how unique. To get there. Don't know how to get there. All right. I do know how to get to the Cancer Prevention Convention. And if you scroll down in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you got to scroll down below Lillian's pretty face because you got that YouTube up there for her. And keep going down, keep going down, keep going down past the Faith, Hope, and Cancer documentary and the organics products from Ty Bollinger and crew. And then you'll see more upcoming RSV events. Of course, you'll see I have to go travel back in time to see me in Columbus because that already happened. But the Cancer Prevention Convention.
Okay, I'm fixing it.
That was a subtle hint to Super Don. Did anybody else pick that up? Cancer Prevention Convention, Sunday, August the 19th. Trinity Conference, that's Trinity Live. That's the Health Freedom Expo, September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. Then we had the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. Lillian, I hope to see you there. That's back in Orlando, October 19th through the 22nd. So we got that, and we'll give you a heads up on any other events up and coming. So all you moms and dads out there, pay attention to this. Apparently, not everybody reads to their kids. And there are researchers that are trying to figure out how do we get parents to read to their kids. Now, Super Don, you said you read to your kids. I read to my kids. My wife read to our kids. We had fun reading to the kids. I mean, I like, you know, bring the emotions in it. You played it up. I mean, for me, that was a great joy to read to the kids. Now you just hope they still like to read after all these years. They're like, oh, my parents did that for me. I don't have to. But apparently, some parents don't read to their kids. And they tested out what four ways they could try to get them to read, parents. What can we do to make them read to their kids? Four of the ways, only one of them worked. Super Don, can you imagine if we were offered this? I mean, we were going to read anyway, but I guess why not? Bonus time.
Dude, this is like, it's depressing. You know, I mean, we cover so many stories about, you know, it just like seems, you know, the world is just going to hell in a handbasket, right? And, which is such an old term to use. I don't even know where that came from. That's something my parents
said. You're wearing your emotions on your underpants again there, Super Don.
I'm sorry. But yeah, apparently they tried all these different techniques, and the only technique that would work that would get parents to read to their kids was to pay them to do it. So now
folks, don't have kids unless somebody's willing to pay you to read, because clearly you're not going to read unless somebody pays you to do it. What is that?
Wow, yeah. Man, yeah. this is just bad. I mean, it used to be, I thought, maybe it was just the way I was brought up, that, you know, I mean, that's part of your responsibility is taking care. Well, yes, okay. Yeah. And I suppose there would be that maybe somewhat selfish element, you could say, of it that would bring you joy by reading to your child. And you would think that your child would maybe enjoy the experience as well, but to me, it's just like that, you know, what parent isn't going to read to their kid? You got to teach your kid to read. I mean, that's like, you know, the responsibility of a parent.
Yeah.
You know, you also teach them how to brush their teeth and how to put their clothes on. And
only if I get paid. Behind.
Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to get paid for all that stuff, too?
Wow. You know what? I just like, oh, the places you'll go. I mean, do you remember reading Goodnight Moon, right? All of those books. I mean, I just got great memories of that, and they do, too. So if you have to get paid to read to your kids, maybe you weren't ready to have kids. I mean, am I being too bold in saying that? Or is it they just lost it? The new generation of parents go, you know what? I would read to my kids, but no one's paying me. So
I'll just on your own, you know, they can just watch TV.
Yeah.
Right. You know, here's an iPad. Yeah. Figure it out. I don't know.
Maybe they're reading tweets. And they're frightened because, yeah, if you wake up one day and read some of the tweets that you're hearing about now, you're like, I don't think I want to read. Maybe they're keeping the kids safe that way. Don't learn to read, Johnny, and you'll never be bothered by people tweeting things you don't like or are scary. Could that be it? You don't think that's it, do you?
I don't know, but, man, this is a strange world we live in, isn't it?
Well, you know, it gets stranger because major food manufacturers, factory farming animals, are going a different direction. And we're going to talk about what that direction is. Is it a good thing? Is it something we should protest or embrace? Or neither? Should we just shut our eyes, put the fork in it, and eat it? We'll talk about it next hour. Also, CBD updates with Stuart Tuck, my buddy from CBD Sciences. What is going on in California? He's out there. Maybe he has some word on the ground about CBD from hemp. Is it really illegal there? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around after the news, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.